In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Welcome as we come again. And the church keeps us on our toes, as it says, and as we say, in order to be ready, and always ready, and always ready. And see if you remember or not. What was the last verse that ended in the Gospel of last Sunday? Last verse of the Gospel of last Sunday. Okay, what's the first verse that started this Sunday? Oh, can we bring it up again? The first verse that started this Sunday is what? We just read it now. See if you're paying attention to us. Do not live, not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures for everlasting. So this is exactly how we ended the gospel last Sunday, if you remember that. Right? Right? Why is that? Why is that? It's very, very obvious. If there is something that has been repeated, that means it's very, very important, and the message needs to be engraved in our minds, right? So yes, Sunday to Sunday, there is a whole week that too many things happen during that week. Busy, worried, joyful, happy, whatever that is. But again, the two caps, the two ends are the same, and the church is again giving us that message because this is a very, very, very important message. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures for everlasting life. And as we said, this is again, if you've been following, this is the third week of the Coptic month of Amshir. And we said, I said it before, I said it two times so far. The whole month is reading. Readings are about what? A spiritual food, the Eucharist, right? Let's pay attention. We're here for a reason, and we hear the reading for a reason, not just to be body sitting. He doesn't want body sitting. He wants spirit and wants bodies that are inflamed by the Holy Spirit, right? Otherwise, it will be, sadly to say that, if I may say it, will be against us. Like, you've been here, you've listened several times, and what's the result of this? The third month talks again, the third week of the blessed month again of Amshir, the Coptic month, talks again about the spiritual food, about I am the bread of life. Right? We talked about this last week, talked about this the week before. We come today again to a different angle and different view of that message. And remember again that we are in 2 weeks, we are starting the Coptic Orthodox Church, starting the Great Lent. And as a preparation for this, the church added also these 3 days as we start tomorrow, Jonah's fast, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, another 3 days of fast. And you hear the message again last week and this week again, do not labor for the food that which perishes again. And some of us, okay, well, you know, let's try to go and eat whatever we can before Lent comes so we can, you know, get our share and make sure that we are satisfied and content before, you know, the Lent. And that's not the point. That's not the point at all. But the point is how the Lord is giving us a roadmap and a blueprint in order to reach that unity with Him, in order to be one with Him, in order to be able, again, He never gives a commandment without giving the way and the strength and the power for us in order to do what? To fulfill the commandment. Because again, well, yes, we heard it last week, we're hearing it again this week, whether we forget it or we want to forget it, you know, for whatever reason, right? But He never gives a commandment and says, well, there you go, and I'm going to watch you and laugh at you because you're not able to do it. But He gives the commandment, and with it gives the strength and the power in order to be able to live it. Otherwise, what we do will be just, again, all fake. And otherwise, what we do will be, we're doing it without the knowledge of why and the knowledge of who is behind it. If we look at the text today, St. John chapter 6, actually, the reading ends with verse 46. But the whole chapter talks about more and more and more about the Eucharist, about He is the bread of life, right? If we look at the steps that He started and the steps that the church started, but then I'll take it into past verse 46 into verse 51, you see that there is actually beautiful steps that the Lord and the church has given us in order to how to really be prepared for that spiritual food. How to be prepared for the Eucharist. How the Eucharist can really become something that is very, very, very transforming. And we're not just doing it because it's a habit. I always talk about 3 points, I'll talk about 4 points today. Four things, right? And from the scripture itself, from the gospel of today, John chapter 6. If we look at verse 35, first of all, he talks about something or gives an order for something that is very, very clear. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. I'm just going to mention the verses and see if you can pick up what I want to talk about or not, so we can stay awake. John 6:35, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. So what is the order here? Come to me. Thank you. Okay, let's go to verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. So what's happening here? There is an action of being drawn, right? Okay. And then let's go to verse 45 in the same gospel today. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. So what's 45 talking about? Taught. So come, be drawn, and then taught. And then go to the verse that is not in today's, because again, today's passage ends at 46, but if you go to John 6 and verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread... So here he comes to the epic, which is what? Eat. He didn't say eat in the beginning. He said what? Come. Right? So I am the bread of life. Come to me. Right? If you come to me, you will never hunger. If you come to me, you will never thirst. And then he said, okay, when you come to me, what will happen? You will be drawn. And when you are drawn, what will happen? You'll be taught. And then when you are being taught, now you're able and ready to do what?
Eat.
To eat. And that's it. That's all I want to talk about today. It's very simple. Very laid down for each one of us in a very, very simple way. Come, be drawn, be taught, and eat. But on the other hand, we have the same parallel, totally opposite direction. It can still be parallel, but opposite direction. Right? The world is saying what? Come. The world is saying, come, draw, be drawn to me. The world is saying, I will teach you. And the world will say, come, eat from my own food. And all our life we had that challenge. Right? And all our life we have that resistance and resentment. Which way to go? But if we take those four steps again and see again, how is the church doing this for us? You know, the liturgy is, as we said before, and we've talked about this several times, the liturgy is the work of the people. But there's another definition that I was looking at that's more, even stronger than that. Liturgy means an action by which a group of people become something corporately which they had not been before. Read it one more time. Liturgy meant, or it means an action by which a group of people become something corporately which they had not been before. So we're not just coming together, okay, well, that's good, we're coming together. We've been coming together for the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever years we have. Right? But are we being something that we haven't been before? That's the question. That's the question. And again, as the Lord said, no one comes to me and goes out what? Empty. So come, be drawn, be taught, eat. We can't do it on our own. But if we don't have that mindset, even if we are coming here, and how many liturgies we attend, we're still not able to grasp that point. And again, we come to Him. Coming is involuntary or voluntary action. By our, right? I was reading something that says, the moment we leave our houses, we become a church. The moment we leave our houses, we become united with Him, because we come with that intention, we come for that purpose, we come and we know exactly why are we where are we going and why are we going. Not just, it's a Sunday and I should be there, otherwise I'll receive a nasty text from Abuna, so like, where are you when you don't come? No, we come by our own. But then when we come, we're not left alone. We are drawn by Him. That's why the center of the worship in the Orthodox Church is the altar, not the pastor or the priest or whoever the person is. The center is the altar, because we are drawn by Him and towards Him. Again, in the meantime, there are other powers, other strength, and other things that are trying to draw us into a different direction. But do we know and we believe that He is stronger or not? And then we are becoming, or we're being taught. Again, what's in our mind? What are the things that are actually affecting and teaching our behavior, our attitude, our knowledge, our everything? What is it? Is it the Word of God? Or is it the word of the world? We always say, well, the world view and the Bible view. Like, you know, it should be only Bible view. Why are we struggling with that? Because we don't come and we're not what? Being drawn to Him. How is that, again, very, very simple? Just being intentional in what we do. Knowing and believing that He is the one that set this way. It's an ascension. It's a journey. That's why, by the way, we call the liturgy what? Anaphora. What is anaphora? Ascension. Lift. Say the anaphora of Saint so-and-so, the anaphora of Alexandria, the anaphora of Jerusalem, anaphora. It's a lifting, it's an ascension. That's why, again, if you noticed the beautiful hymn that we'll sing in the few minutes in the liturgy, amen, 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 we, what? Your death, O Lord, we, and then it ends where? Your resurrection and your ascension. Stops there. Because if we are singing this and we are not being ascended with Him, then that's not the purpose. We come here to ascend, to be lifted. That's why during the part of the institution, the priest will actually lift up the chalice as we are lifting the whole congregation, the whole body of Christ. Come, allow Him to draw us close to Him. Let's be taught by the Word of God. Let's be taught by the Word of God. Sadly, again, everything else that we are taught by is something else other than God. And God is a very, very small part. And that's why we are not being taught the right things. Right? Music, songs, shows, news, gossips, all those things. That's what's actually teaching us. And how can we expect after all this that we grow with Him? Allow Him to teach us in quietness, in silence, in sitting under His feet every day. And said, Lord, I want to be taught by You, by Your Word. And then we come and we eat. Eat, by the way, again, as we said this probably on Friday, Bible study, the verb in Greek is the orist, which means beyond, it's not linked to time. It's beyond the time. It's a continuous. It's not like eat now and then it's gone. No. And this is actually, you know, that explains the whole, you know, argument about is it for memory or for, no, this is the real presence. And the Word of God where it says eat this flesh means continue to do that. It's an order beyond the time. It's focused on the action, not the time. But we can't eat and we can't grow unless we come, we are drawn by Him, and we are taught by Him. And then we are ascending, we're going up that journey with him in order to be lifted up with him and sit with him. May God give us that understanding and that experience. And let's really see what are the things that are not allowing us to come to him. What are the things that are not allowing him to draw us? You know, if you have a magnet and starting to draw a metal, but the metal is so anchored to the ground, you know, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Let's see what are those anchors that are anchoring us to the ground, to the earth, to the world. And he keeps saying, come, I'll draw you. But you know what? You can't. And sometimes you can't even cut off those things. But that's why we come to him and said, Lord, you can do that. And his power to draw is stronger than anything else, but it has to be our will. And then let's come and open our ears and say, Lord, teach me your commandments. Teach me your commandments. And if there is anything else that keeps teaching me something else, let's say, you know, that's enough. And this is fasting. That is fasting. Not just changing food, but fasting is to see what are the things that are really preventing us from being taught by him. And allow the word to dwell and to sink and to be the seed that will bring forth fruit. And then we come and eat and continue to eat and continue to be content, continue to be transformed to his likeness, as it says at the end of the gospel today. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God, he has seen the Father. Imagine this. Believe this, that we see the Father when we see the Son. When we unite with him, when we eat him, then we are one with him. May God give us that understanding and that strength in order to come to him, to be drawn by him, to be taught by him, then we are able to eat him and become one with him. To him the glory, now and forever, to the ages of all ages. Amen.